will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B, doing another Rock Pod episode. Give it to you guys, listeners. Give it to your ear hole, right, Mr. A?
Yeah, give it to you hard.
Give it to you hard?
What up?
Give it to you hard.
Hard and straight, man.
Hard and straight.
Straight up. That was good.
Hard and that's good, man. That's good. I like it. Yes, sir. Another episode. Again, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Blogs, quick reads, podcasts, just download, stream, just press play.
The whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I can say that, the other night I was on a tablet. You know, those tablet thingies, those future thingies?
Out of date, way in the futuristicness list. Yep.
Yep. I was going through Twitch, the Twitch app, you know, where you watch gamers play.
Yeah.
And I came across this guy. He was playing Mario 64. Do you remember Mario 64? That was the first third person view in a 3D world.
Yeah. Mario 64.
Yes, sir. So I was watching this guy, and he wasn't just playing for fun. He was actually trying to do the fastest time for getting all 120 stars. And when you get all 120 stars, it's basically like beating the game.
Uh-huh.
So he was trying to do the fastest time for getting all 120 stars. And man, when this guy was playing, he could go through a level like in a minute, either like a little bit over a minute or even less than a minute. This guy was going through the levels quick, man. It was pretty cool.
Awesome. Twitch. I tried downloading that thing and it keeps like kicking me out of it. Doesn't want to let me load it up. It just says force closed. I'm like, what the hell? And it says if your problem consists or persists or whatever, contact me or send an email or send a letter. I'm like, oh, send no letter? Damn, it just worked.
Oh yeah.
So it's giving me problems since the first time he told me to check it out. And Tristan, he's been asking me too. You should check it out. Check out some of the games that I play, and especially like that new Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, I tried, but I don't know what's up with it. That app just doesn't like my tablet or something. Well, forget you then.
Well, if the app doesn't work, you should try the web browser, inside the web browser.
You just type in Twitch or what?
Yeah, you just like go to the Twitch website, then just look for the username or the gamer tag, then it'll pop up. Try that. Try the web browser.
Twitch.com or what?
I think it's twitch.tv, I think it was.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So try that. Yeah. But I was watching this guy trying to get 120 stars, and he would get maybe a quarter of the way, and if he doesn't beat a certain level within a certain time, it's pretty much he pretty much restarts the whole game again. Because you know, like every level you have to do it within a minute. And if he does a level like 2 minutes, then it pretty much trashes the fastest time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The town next level has to be done in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was pretty cool. So if you guys want to check it out, like check out Twitch, either the app or the web browser, and look at these guys play games like the fastest times. They do fastest times for a lot of Mario games. It's pretty cool.
Cool. For that Twitch, can you look at like old games, or is it all live?
Some games are recorded, and you could watch. You can't watch everything that's been on Twitch, but you can watch some of the things that's already shown on Twitch, and they'll probably keep it up there for. I don't know how long they keep it up on the website for you to watch, but there are some that are already recorded, and you watch them. And I guess when so much time passes, they take it off the website.
Oh, cool.
So you can just search for a game. See if it's up there.
Cool.
Cool. Like. Yes, sir. And I've been listening to Hollywood Undead 2, the new album.
Nice.
It's a pretty good album, and just it's something different out of the usual. Instead of the instead of the hard rock, the heavy metal, the rap. It's just a Hollywood Undead. It's pretty good.
All right.
What was that?
Tech 9.
Oh, Tech 9.
Yo, did he rap you out?
Did he rap it?
In your head off, trying to keep up with your face.
That guy raps pretty fast, huh?
Yeah.
Tech 9.
Straight up,
yes sir. And speaking about music, I got my recommended song for today.
What's it?
You ready? All right. This song is from the people is called Knife Party.
Knife Party.
Knife Party. Yep. And the name of the song is Centipede. It's a dubstep. It's a dubstep song. And when I first heard this, is from my nephew and Little B. They always hear different dubstep songs, and they have me listen to it just to check it out, see how it sounds. And this one really caught my ear hole, so I'm gonna share it with you guys. Ready?
Do it. Come on.
Centipede.
How'd you like that?
What? Maybe almost thought I was stuck doing the robot.
The robot?
A little bit of glitchness.
A little bit of plankage.
Glitches.
Yes, sir. So yeah, that's my recommended song. It's called Centipede. Check it out. It's pretty cool the way the beat sounds.
Oh yeah. That's cool. I have a recommended song.
Do you?
Yo, you wanna know what it is?
What's up?
T.I. featuring Young Thug. The song's called I Need War.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
You future my past, I shoot your whole ass. Just like a bitch, I will do your whole ass. My Maxin is in the galette, we're cracking. You looking for action, I poodle your ass. Looking for trouble, what do, nigga? I don't really need but a few, nigga. And for the most part, I'm a cool nigga. But I stomp a mud hole in the you, nigga. Check it. The whole shit you get, I'm not with it. You pull it on there, I'ma mind my business. But she come in my yard, they regard my gangster. Well, I ain't that banger, nigga, find out, then I put his ass in a box on time out. For the wrong thought, blow a nigga mind out. You were talking all that shit, now what you crying about? When they go down on the wrong one to rhyme by, nigga. Say you did what you lying by, nigga. I'm a front street, nigga. You a wannabe, nigga. Everybody know you don't want none of me, nigga. I'm again for you, what it gonna be, nigga. Hey, all I gotta do is make my plan. All the motherfucking games, I don't play my man. If I slip his head now in the mouth, bed net, time to see him pussy, nigga, try to shake my hand.
Pull up shoe, not the avalanche. Heavy, since that cunning blue cheese, I ain't like a ranch. Had to sold 100,000 bags of midget like I got a plan. Hey, let me see your hand if you feel like you the man. I want one nigga.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I need a war. Just start screaming, huh?
I need a war.
Hey,
stop it. Oh, your war friends.
Your war friends. Yo.
Hey, Quinn. Whoop, whoop.
Dang. Once upon a time, mommies and daddies could beat their kids' asses so they learned to respect others. But these days, they can't. And that's why so many people suck. The end. Hearing people chew makes me want to punch them in the face.
Can you shut up, please?
You ever hear people say that? Man, I just want to punch that person in the face. You think anybody will ever do that?
Maybe. I think so. Once it gets YouTube, I definitely want to see it. Nah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, once you have that thought, man, punch that person in the face, just get up, walk over there, and pop.
Yeah, like how they do those Vine clips. They do that.
Yeah.
Like someone just chewing all.
Why'd you do that?
Like, you know why.
I just felt like punching you in the face.
Yeah. My fist had that sudden urge to lay upon that cheek of yours. In a dramatic force of...
Fistage. Bah! My fistage.
My fistness wanted to do a sudden outburst of rage upon your face.
Oh, face rage.
Sucker.
You got face raged.
Sucker punch.
Most people don't know this, but you can go to the gym without telling Facebook about it.
Yo, true that.
True that. Tips to reduce weight. All right, this is for you guys, for people wanting to lose weight. You ready?
Yep.
Turn your head to the right, then to the left. Repeat the exercise every time you are offered something to eat. That's a good exercise, huh? Hey, yo,
yes,
Mr. A, you want some Doritos?
Yes, I do.
No, you're supposed to do the exercise.
Oh, I failed.
You
failed.
Wah, wah, wah. Boo. Boo. All right, here's another one. There are teenagers having unprotected sex, but have cases on their cell phones. Just let that sink in for a moment. Get it?
Nope. Never sunk in.
Never sunk in. Right.
Say it again. Sorry, you're messing it up. Shut up.
Says there are teenagers having unprotected sex, but have cases on their cell phones.
That's just kidding. I got it.
True that.
Yo, what's the matter for you? You smart?
Think you're smart. But you ain't. Today's Blu-ray disc, they hold up to 25 or 50 gigs of storage. You agree with that?
Today's
Blu-ray discs? Yes.
No.
Say yes.
Yes.
All right. So okay. So later this year, there's a new disc. There's a new Blu-ray coming out. It's called Ultra HD Blu-ray. So this is gonna hold from 66 to 100 gigs of data. So it's like double the data of the regular Blu-ray discs. So this is coming out. They said it's gonna be coming out later this year, like around the end of summer. These discs are gonna start coming out. And the good thing about this is, the only thing that you would benefit from these new Blu-ray discs is if you have a 4K TV.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, then you could when you watch the videos, you could see in high def, high res, HDR, all that goodness in your eyes. But if you have a regular TV and a Blu-ray disc, it'll still look good, but you just won't see all the good stuff coming out of this Ultra HD. And another good thing about this is, these new Ultra HD Blu-ray discs, they'll be able to play in the Blu-ray DVDs that the Blu-ray players that you have today.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to buy a special one for these new ones. They'll play in your Blu-ray players already.
Nice. Yeah. So my Blu-ray.
What's that?
Oh no, I was just gonna say that my Blu-ray sucks because sometimes when we used to rent a lot of Redbox DVDs, the Blu-ray discs from Redbox.
Yeah.
Never plays it. It doesn't read it. It just says no disc. And we'll have to call Redbox back and we'll get a promo code for a free movie.
Oh, okay. So it's just your Blu-ray player, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's at first, like two different times it said it needed to be updated. So we plugged it into the internet and then it did its thing. It rebooted, it updated, like two different times it updated. And then since it updated, it doesn't play Blu-rays. I don't know why. I don't know what's up with it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I need it. I don't know if it's just that maybe I need to keep it connected to the internet for it to work. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, it's probably just my player then. I don't know why, though. It's a brand new player. I don't know. It doesn't get banged around. It doesn't collect dust. It's used it a lot with DVDs, Redbox DVDs, Hastings DVDs. But anytime we check out a Blu-ray, it doesn't work.
Do, 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 do.
Please leave your message for...
Ready to leave a message?
Do it.
Yo, 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 this is Mr. B.
And this is Mr. A.
Just calling, give you a shout out. Thanks for listening, downloading, streaming, sharing. Handing the giving a note to your friends under the table so the teachers won't see. Give them a note saying Rock Pod is the bomb.
Yep. Facebook it.
Facebooking it. Tweeting it. Instagram it.
Yep, yep. What, what?
And I bet you're the one that's doing the graffiti all over the interstate, putting Rock Pod, hashtag Rock Pod.
Yeah. Woo.
All right. Hopefully next time we'll get you on. Till then, keep listening.
Downloading and sharing.
Oh.
Sharing is caring.
Oh.
Ah.
Ah.
Ah. Ah.
Get the Rock Pod.
We'll catch you on the next episode.
Of the Rock Pod. Yeah.
Yep.
Take care of your clone baby.
Ah. Watch out for your identity.
Watch identity too.
Or identity stolen.
Ow. Ow. Watch Rock Pod 1.
And 2. And 3. Take to them all.
Alright. Peace.
Later. So what's up with that?
Maybe it's just a... Yeah, have you ever tried somebody else's Blu-ray player?
I don't know who else has a Blu-ray player.
No, okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess that would be one way to check it, see if it's a disc or your Blu-ray, trying somebody else's player.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, like, if we go and buy a Blu-ray disc and we put it in there, it'll work. It's just when we rent it from Hastings or Redbox, a Blu-ray disc, it doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Redbox fail so, right there.
For me, yeah. Every single time, 10 out of 10 times, it doesn't work. If we rent the movie, but if we buy the movie, it'll work fine.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that sucks, I guess.
Cool. Redbox. What does it say? Oh, yeah, the Blu-ray. Yeah, so it's going to be coming out later this year. This new Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
This new Blu-ray. And hey. This next one is, I guess every time I want to see a motorcycle with one of those sidecars. I'm going to be thinking about this now. Sidecar is starting a weed delivery service in San Francisco.
What?
Sidecar is starting a weed delivery service in San Francisco.
What does that mean? I'm kind of having a brain fart.
It means that this company, they're going to be delivering weed, medical marijuana, to patients in San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't hear the D at the end of that. All I heard was weed. So I thought you were saying W-I-I.
Oh, okay. Weed. Marijuana.
And, single weed.
Single weed. Yep, so they'll be, delivering this to medical marijuana patients.
Damn, that's crazy. But also, you know what? They were having a big old deal that they were trying to legalize it for New Mexico now, because when Colorado, legalized it, and they did it for that full whole year that they did, when they first legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
And selling, and they had to get like a license and stuff, and they had to be taxes off of that if they're going to start their own business selling all of that and whatever. So they had to start collecting their taxes off of it. And at the end of the year, they said because after they legalized it, they profited like, I think it was 25 or 50 million dollars in taxes off of that.
Man, that's a lot, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot, yeah. So just for that same reason, New Mexico was all thinking about trying to legalize it in the year 2017. So like within the next 2 years, they're trying to get it legalized here in New Mexico too.
Oh, okay.
Just so that way they can get some tax money and do all kinds of other stupid, crazy stuff with it. All that extra money. Because they're all saying that, jailhouses were getting overcrowded just because of people having possession of marijuana or transporting marijuana and stuff like that. Even like small amounts, they'll get put in jail like for a couple of days or until they're like the next hearing court day or something. But for that reason, because of there's so many being arrested for that purpose, they're like they're spending more money to have those people in jail than if they were to just legalize it and having to not worry about that and get more through the taxes and not having to pay for all these extra inmates coming in just for that purpose. So cool. It's like a win-win. They could profit off of the taxes and not have to pay all these extra cell rooms for all these different people getting caught with marijuana.
Yeah.
So that's one of the like two big reasons why they were why they're thinking about considering to have it legalized within the next 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
crazy.
Some pretty cool, interesting facts about money. I guess it just depends on a person then, huh, right now.
Yeah, the next person, the next governor, or whoever's going to be in the next term coming up.
The next governor.
Governor. But if he came here and he was the governor of New Mexico, he'd transfer to California.
Yeah. Then he'll make a lot of, he'll make more Terminator movies.
You'll put the state of Albuquerque, or the town of Albuquerque, the capital of New Mexico. it'll no longer be Santa Fe. It'll be Albuquerque.
With his clone baby.
All these clone babies be pushing up, but you got to worry about the stolen identity.
Stolen identity?
Anyways. That's crazy if it does happen. If it does get approved, like, oh man, there's going to be all kinds of problems. But as far as money, yeah, we'll get money.
You want money or you want debt?
I don't know. It's too crazy to think about and process. Like, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yep, ridiculous like this. There's a total of around 8,856 locations that offer free charging stations for electric cars.
Cool.
So here in the United States, there's over 8,000 stations that you could pull up and charge your car and take off again.
Just hook up your car.
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm running low on my batteries and I don't have enough gas to make free gas. Oh, look, there's a charging station.
Pull on over.
Yeah, that's cool. That's funny too, though.
So there's a reason if you don't want to spend money on gas, just buy an electric car and you just find one of these free stations and just charge your car over there.
Yep, plug up them holes and get charged up.
Oh.
Oh.
And this one's funny. Ford recalls 389,585 cars for doors that fly open automatically. I guess when you're driving, then all of a sudden the doors just open up even when the car's driving in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
That's some tech problems right there.
Straight up, yep.
And one reason for this is because Ford is saying that the problem is only with the cars that were built at its Mexico plant.
But you have that.
And this ain't no rumor. This ain't nothing like that. This is the facts right here. This is the cars that were built in Mexico.
Why you don't hire Mexicans?
Yeah, but that's funny though. So they're recalling these Fords, these Ford cars. It's the Ford Fiesta, Fusion, and the Lincoln MKZs.
Yeah, and here, what's his face? Matthew McConaughey, doesn't he like those Lincolns?
Lincoln.
He's all showing.
Oh
all
yeah, his commercials.
Yeah. He's like, I don't just do it just to support this. I do it because I love it. And all these recalls, like getting called back to all these cars that he loves.
Yep, he loves it. So yeah, they're opening. Doors opening.
Crazy. Make sure you're buckled in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I can do let's see. Two more real quick. Famous gamer retires. He says his wrist can't take it anymore.
Famous
gamer. He is he's 22 years old. His name is Hai Lam.
Hai Lam.
He's a Chinese guy.
Oh, I was ready to say. Sounds like an Oriental guy.
Yeah. So he says, my wrist injury is something that I simply cannot ignore. It limits my ability to play as much as I need to and an ability to improve. I cannot keep up with my teammates, and it's not fair to them. So my wrist injury would have only allowed me to play for a little bit more. So that's why he said he doesn't play no more.
What a sad story.
So professional gamers got to take care of them wrists.
Yeah, you got to stretch out, press up every now and then, do a quick workout session, stretch out your fingers. You got to do something.
Yep. And the last one for me is GameStop is set to offer. They are ready to sell old consoles.
Like the original Nintendos and stuff?
Like Nintendo. The NES, the Super NES, the N64, the Genesis, the Dreamcast, and the first PlayStation.
What?
Yep, they're going to start selling it. And yeah, they said they're going to start. Actually, they started this week. So I guess it's just certain GameStops across the United States.
Oh, United States! I thought you were going to just stay here in Albuquerque.
Oh, there'll probably be one here in Albuquerque. One of the GameStops. Just gotta see which one is, and then I do go to GameStop. So if I do see them, then I'll probably be sure to mention it and say, "Oh snap! Look, does this GameStop selling the Nintendos?"
I was ready to say, don't they already sell them? And I was thinking of Nobles.
Nobles, yeah, they're the ones that sell those old school games.
Yep, Sega Genesis and the original Nintendos and Wars.
yep. So, cool. Yeah, look forward to that.
I would. I want to get a copy of the Nintendo, play some Mortal Kombat. And it's funny because back in the day when we used to own one of those Nintendos, everybody, like my older brother Leon, he would beat off everybody, like, who's next, who's next? And he'll beat him, and I'm like outside shooting around or outside messing around with my bros, my friends.
Yeah.
And then I'll come in just out of nowhere, and he's like, Sammy, Aaron, you're next. And like, alright, F it, let's do it. And then I'll play in the very first round, and I'll end up beating him off. He's like, damn it! You like get all mad about it, and like, I don't know, that's me. Yo. No. Holla.
Yo, those old school games takes you back.
Yeah, back in the day. Those were the days.
Yes, sir. Do it, Mr. A. Go for it.
It's funny, earlier, my little girl, quick story, I was sitting in the room, and I was rewatching our game from last night, and I was just like adding up our stats. No, I was just watching it first. I usually do stats, but this time I was just watching it because I wanted to watch it. And she was sitting in her bed, and I was at my desk, and she's like, Dad, hello, Dad,
Dad.
She was changing her voice.
Yeah, she was making it all deep, as deep as she can make it, and it just sounds funny. And then finally I look over, I'm like, what? Huh? What? Are you talking to me? And then she'll say it back to me, are you talking to me? Hey. What? Are you talking to me? And I'm like, shut up. What do you want? And then she'll like look around at first, like look up in the air, look to her left, look down, and then she'll just look right at me and start saying in a deeper voice, like, hey. B, C, D, E, F, G. And then she'll end up saying her whole alphabet in a deeper voice. And then when she's done, she'll say in a high pitched voice, like she's like, she or there. Funny. Crack me up because she's like, you're talking me. Hey, you're talking me.
Kids are growing up.
I know, man. It's growing up too fast. Little smart aleck, little brat.
Little brat.
Yeah. NBA Cavaliers, they are now 3-2. They don't beat up the Bulls. Well, they didn't beat them out for the series yet. They beat them tonight, 101-106.
So the Cavs are 3 and Bulls are 2?
Yep.
So oh, Cavs need man.
To go to the finals for the Eastern Conference Finals. Yep, it's a really close game. It was an awesome game. It was a close game towards the end of the round. The fourth quarter, and it was tied back and forth till like the last 2 minutes, and then Miami slowly started pulling away, then the fouls, and then free throws, and then that was over. It was over. Yes.
So when's the next game?
The next game is what's today? Tuesday? Thursday is the next game at 5 p.m.
Awesome.
Excuse me. Yeah. No. I stand corrected. That's 6 p.m. on ESPN. If you have Comcast, Channel 9. If you have DirecTV, what is it?
I think it's 205.
205, but yep. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No, Mountain Standard Time. 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Set your DVRs.
Yep. And the Houston Rockets were going to get eliminated tonight by the LA Clippers, but they ended up winning, and they have a game 6 also on Thursday night. Hopefully they can tie up the series. On
some
the
good
West
basketball.
Coast side, they have the Golden State Warriors and the Grizzlies, which has a tied up series, and game 5 for that one is tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. on TNT.
Grizzlies?
Yep. If you're a Wizards fan or a Hawks fan, you have game 5. The series for that one is tied up, and it'll be at 10 p.m. tomorrow night on TNT.
Cool,
so,
cool.
Yep. Pretty awesome. Yeah, I came across... excuse me. I came across this meme, and it goes... it goes that, what was his name? Oh, Red from Pineapple Express. Know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
he goes, he's all pointing at the camera and says, CrossFit? Nah, I play real sports. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising.
CrossFit?
And then here's Arnold. He's all, great idea, this CrossFit invention. We finally get rid of all the wannabes.
The wannabes. Too much smoking, Mr. A.
Oh, man. The AC is getting to my throat. It's all hot in here, but the AC is getting to my throat. I heard that. Here's one more about the CrossFit. It goes, the Walking Dead, what was the sheriff guy's name?
Almost said Sheriff Woody.
Almost said it.
Oh, what's his name? Little B always is always saying his name, too. Rick Grimes.
Rick, there you go. Rick, he's all pointing his gun at the camera and he goes, go ahead, tell me it's freaking burpee.
Tell me it's freaking
yeah. I think.
CrossFit jokes.
Nope, but here's a quick inspirational, like, quote that I thought was pretty cool. Today, you are you. This is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. That's it.
Yep. There's nobody youer than you.
Yep. So go do your thing and just be you.
Because nobody is youer than you.
Yep. And that's truer than true.
Just stay true.
Yep. Awesome. Hey, I was doing the stats for our game last night.
Uh-huh.
And I had the season high for 21 points.
21 points?
21 points and 12 assists and 9 rebounds.
Oh, snap. End of the season too, huh?
Yeah, it was horrible, but I thought my game was horrible, but my stats show a flip side and showed my best game out of all games for the whole season.
Oh, yeah. Well, So, yeah, me and Mr. A, we play in a basketball league, and this league just ended, and we got booted out of the end of the season tournament, so... The next league is starting in June, so we'll be playing some more basketball in June, right, Mr. A?
Yup. Ball is for life, son.
Ball, yup. Ballin'. And whenever tournaments show up, we join and play our heart out.
Yup. Play it up. But so, only if I could shoot threes like Stephen Curry. One time, in his shoot-around practice, and in practice, while he was just, I guess, shooting around the ball and trying to get his threes up, he made 77 threes in a row before missing.
Like at practice?
Yeah, in practice.
77?
Yeah, someone passing him the ball, he'll shoot it, pass him another ball, shoot it, pass another ball, shoot it. 77 threes in a row before he finally missed it.
Man, that's pretty good. That's not good. That's awesome. 77, that's a lot.
Yeah, especially the NBA threes, too.
Yo.
You think you could do that?
No, not even 7. I could probably do 50. I've done 50 free throws. I don't think I've done like 100, but 50 free throws, that's closer than an NBA 3.
Yeah, free throws, I think the highest I only got on free throws was like, I think 32. Threes, I think the highest I got was, I think,
3. 18?
That was a high school three, though. That was no NBA 3.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever recorded my threes.
Yeah, I think the highest I ever remember was 18. High school threes.
Oh, okay. But still, yeah, that's good. And that's in a row, too.
Yeah, Yeah, but damn, 77 NBA threes in a row. Imagine that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome. CrossFit, man. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that this coming weekend.
You gonna go Friday or Saturday?
Saturday, for sure.
Yeah, CrossFit's getting, it's pretty good once you think about it and once you do it. And just like we were talking about last episode, once you do it, you feel good.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it, especially after you introduced it to me. I really like it, and I try to set myself aside to definitely hit that up every Saturday for sure. I try to make it during the week, but my boss is kind of tight, and he doesn't really let me go early. Try to make it during the week on Wednesday or Friday.
Yeah.
He says that we're busy sometimes, but more than half of the time, we're really not. So it kind of bums me out and it's kind of upsetting for me because, like, seriously, what is it that if I work 30 minutes through lunch and get off early 30 minutes, like, what's the difference? We're still here working, and if by the end of the day we're still not busy, why can't I leave at 30 minutes early?
Yeah. That's right, man. Give it to the man.
Man. But yeah, I'm ready for the next session.
Do some plankage.
Yep, plank it up. Yeah. Movies. The Duff. We finally watched
the
that.
Duff.
Came out. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Or like the previews to it?
Yeah, we've seen the previous to it. It looks okay to me, but I think Mrs. B wants to watch it. I think she said it was a chick flick?
Yeah, it's a comedy high school chick flick stuff.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was, because I went to go watch it with my sister, my lady, and my little girl, and we all were laughing.
My woman?
Yup, my lady.
My lady. Yeah, I think one of Mrs. B's sisters told her that it was a chick flick and they wanted to watch it too, so I think that's why she wants to watch it, but I don't think she ever hooked up with her sisters to go watch it.
If you watch it, you definitely have to have your woman with you, because if you try to watch it on your own, it's like, dude.
Is it creepy if you go by yourself?
If you go by, I mean, even if you like rent it off of Redbox or like, you borrow it, like they come with lots of movies and you borrow it,
yeah,
and you're just there and it's just sitting there and you're sitting there and you're not doing nothing. Like, oh, what the heck? I'll just put it in. But still, dude, why are you watching that movie now?
All right. Yep. So you hear the listeners, don't creepy guys.
Yep. You gotta have a lady there with you. It's like,
you're a woman.
Come on. Where's your manage?
The Duff.
You want to hear a Yo Daddy joke?
Oh, snap, do it.
Yo Daddy's so bald, when he wears a turtleneck, he looks like a broken condom.
Oh.
Excuse me. Look, I can't laugh, though. Oh, man. Water or something is just really getting down in my throat. No, I'm kidding. Me and my younger brother were talking about all these other guys, how we try to recruit some guys, but they're like not committed about playing basketball and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like our friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And he my young brother came by real quick and he was visiting for a short period of time, not too long ago, right before the podcast came on, and we were talking about it. He just got all into it, like all right away, and like, yeah, I try to shout out all these names and nobody ever comes through and it was always letting me down, and we're like all trying to come up with all these different people because we're talking about the upcoming season.
Yeah.
So far, I got one other guy that I think would be pretty good. It's just his work schedule, it's going to be kind of tricky and he's not too sure yet. He said, don't count me in just yet. I have to see how my second job goes. And Ryan said he got like two guys. He got one guy probably a little taller than you. Like Ricky's a little taller than you, huh?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he has a guy that's about that tall, and he's pretty active, more active than, what's his name? The one we had, our center guy. But other than that, like reminiscing on all the things that all the guys that we used to play with in high school and how we could better our team up.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. If there's any guys, just tell them to come to Open Gym, and that's like tryouts.
Yeah, I was like, come show them up over at Open Gym and straight up, they'll try out and see what they got. Make sure they bring their A game so we know what we're working with and see if their A game is A-able.
A game.
Yep.
A-able.
A-able for Mr. A.
Yep.
And Mr. B. Yep.
That's right.
Real quick, your mama's hair is so full of dandruff, when she shook her head, the principal called in a snow day.
Oh. Man, dandruff.
Imagine that. Whoa, crazy, man. But that's pretty much it for me right now. I mean, my throat's ready to give out, and it's starting to get kind of scratchy.
That's what she said. Oh.
Oh, in your face. Hey.
My throat's ready to give out.
Wisely.
Yep. Cool, man. Cool. All right. It's another Rock Pod recorded, buddy.
Nice. I
luck it a lot. So, yep, we're getting back into the groove, giving you guys updates, fun topics, interesting topics. Hopefully, just keep downloading, streaming, sharing, comment, get active. Listener told us to call, but it wasn't working. So, hopefully, when you hear this, we'll try it again next time. Get you on the podcast. That's what
don't worry, keep you in mind.
Yeah, that's what that dial tone was earlier.
Oh, you're trying to call up the listener.
Yep. Alrighty. Alright, Mr. A.
What's up, Mr. B?
Rock band or Guitar Hero?
Oh, that's a tough one. Rock band.
Rock band, new rock band coming out.
Yeah.
Mr. A.
Yep.
Any last words for the rock band? Is it Rock Land?
Everyone wants happiness. No one wants pain. You can't have a rainbow without a little rain.